Hello. Please close the door behind you. I'm so glad you stopped by. I need to talk to you about your term paper. Thank you for sending it in early, but frankly, I'm more than a bit upset. You plagiarized this, didn't you? I ran one of the programs, and it found matches for several passages. Oh, your face. I'm sorry. I really couldn't resist. Of course I'm teasing you. The paper was really quite excellent. You have some very good insights on the Gulag and its antecedents in Tsarist Russia. I did want to go over some of the language, though. Your arguments are excellent, but your writing can be a touch circuitous. Just because you can use a complicated sentence structure doesn't mean you have to. Simplicity and directness are often the best ways to communicate your point. Let me demonstrate. I want you to fuck me. See how direct that was? No ambiguity, no convoluted phrases. It might lack poetry, but it certainly got your attention. No response? You've always been so quick to contribute to discussion in class. We're both adults, and you're doing so well in my class that no one could possibly accuse me of accepting favors for a better grade. I'm quite confident that you haven't consistently chosen my last available office hours time on accident. You've been hoping something like this might happen. If you aren't interested, that's fine. Like I said, the paper is quite good. I'm not about to suddenly change my mind because I misread your body language. I just thought I picked up on a certain tension between us, and I thought it was worth exploring. Well, it's not exactly encouraged, but it also isn't expressly prohibited, assuming the student in question is of legal age, which you certainly are. Excellent. You can start by taking off your clothes. Slowly. I like watching you. I can see the outline of your cock straining against those boxers. I can't wait to wrap my lips around it, taste you. No, not just yet. You students are always so eager, in such a hurry. Don't young men ever just take their time? I want to watch you touch yourself for me. Put on a good enough show, and you'll be rewarded. Take the boxers off and stroke yourself. Go slowly. Tease yourself. Up and down. And up and down. Very good. Keep going just like that. You know, I saw you that time you were touching yourself in class. No, don't stop. You can speed up just a little bit while you listen to me. During midterms, you finished early, of course, and were trying to make it look like you were reviewing what you'd written. But I saw the way you were shifting in your seat, how your left hand dipped below the desk, how your eyes weren't quite focusing on the page. Remember how we made eye contact just for a second? I think you finished pretty quickly after that. Did I tell you to speed up? Just keep the same speed. Grip yourself a little harder. Yes. You're breathing a little more quickly now, just like you did that day in class. Do you think anyone else saw you? Think anyone else smelled your cum? I did. When you dropped that blue book off of my desk, I believe I raised my eyebrows at you, and you practically ran out of the class. Oh, you're all nice and warmed up for me now. I think I'll unbutton my blouse a little bit. Oh, do you like that? You like that, don't you? Is this what you imagined was underneath those cardigans I'm always wearing? I love a good contrast. Conservative clothing covering up ridiculous lingerie. It adds a little spice to the most mundane days. Oh, you've sped up again. I can't have that. You're not going to come before I tell you to. Hands off. Now, it's my turn to play with your cock. Do you want me to suck you? Want me to take your dick in my mouth? Move my lips up and down over your shaft? And work my tongue around until you're ready to explode? I'll take that little whimper for a yes. You really have a perfect cock. It fills my mouth so well. Are you enjoying this? Silly question. I can feel that you are. Trying to fuck my mouth, push it further down my throat. God. I'm getting so wet with your cock in my mouth, imagining what comes next. Are you ready? Tell me you want to lick my cunt. You'll have to do a little better than that. I can barely hear you. I want to hear you beg to taste me. Please what? Please, professor. I spent a lot of years in school learning that. I expect you to use it. That was much better. I'm going to just sit on the edge of my desk here, slide my skirt up my hips, and push my panties to the side. Oh, fuck. Circle my clit with your tongue, just like that. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh. Oh, I want to come in your mouth. Oh, I'm so fucking close. Oh, make me come. Oh, make me come, please. Oh, good boy. Oh, fuck. You really are a good student. That's impressive. Get back in the chair. You've earned your orgasm now. Oh, fuck. Oh, this feels amazing. This chair puts you at the perfect angle. When I move my hips in little circles like this. Oh, do you like this view? Watch me fuck you. Look at me while I'm fucking you. My tits bouncing. My fingers pinching and rubbing my nipples. Oh, yeah. You must be so close. But you can't come yet. Not until I get off again. Oh, put your hand behind that chair. Let me ride you hard. Oh, yes, yes, fuck, yes, oh, that was incredible, and you haven't come yet, such a good boy, such a good student, oh, you have permission now to come, such a good boy, my good student. Oh, Well, that was an extremely productive meeting. Do you think you'll be able to simplify your writing a bit? Excellent. Now go clean yourself up and get me a second draft by the end of the week.